This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1031. Take on phrasal verbs for IELTS 7 or higher.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today's phrasal verbs are perfect to boost your IELTS speaking score. Listen in for example sentences and sample answers with phrasal verbs that use the preposition on.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it's Wednesday. How are you?
Hey. Excellent. How are you? Happy Wednesday.
I'm good. I'm great. Yeah. James has a book competition today. So that's our big thing we're doing today. What about you? What are you up to today?
So fun. I am going to head up to our cabin with my daughter Addie for her birthday. And yeah, I was trying to figure out how to cram to stay on our own. We're going to be staying there on our own without the rest of our family. To try and segue to today's verbs.
Nice. Hey, very nice. That is it's a natural usage. Good example of that phrasal verb. Guys, we are talking about phrasal verbs today with the preposition on. We had a question from a student about one of these phrasal verbs, and we know how confusing phrasal verbs are. And they're also important for your IELTS score if you can use a few of these correctly. Why do phrasal verbs help on IELTS, Aubrey? What do you think?
Yeah, because they count for that idiomatic language requirement. Idioms and phrasal verbs both count, and you have to have that for a 7 or higher on your vocabulary score.
Is that also true on writing?
Yeah, yes, right? Both for writing and speaking.
It's, you know, there are some phrasal verbs that we can use in task one when we're describing numbers or in informal letters of your general training. But for the most part, guys, phrasal verbs are considered informal. You know, like you really have to have access to a native speaker to ask them if this phrasal verb is appropriate for formal writing or not. But if you're doing this on your own, guys, if you don't have access to a native speaker, that's okay. Just assume that phrasal verbs are informal. They're great for speaking. They raise your score on speaking for sure. But when we're writing task two, there's always going to be a better phrase. So for example, let's take this first phrasal verb here, take on, right? Now, take on a responsibility, take on a task. You know what? We can choose a better word there and say assume a responsibility. That's going to be much more impressive than take on. So phrasal verbs are usually informal, but they are very important for speaking.
That's a good point. For task two, I'll be grading essays and they'll have phrasal verbs there. And always it's an opportunity for higher level vocabulary, exactly. A higher level verb, right? So like the verb get is really informal, and you can use much higher level verbs like received, partake, right? There's so many different verbs that can boost that vocabulary score.
So many options for the word get. Get is one of those red flag words, right? Like, I would say get, people, things. These are all red flag words. And it's like, okay, this student doesn't have the vocabulary to be specific or to use higher level phrases if they're if you're choosing these informal, low-level, easy words. Those are red flags for the examiner, right? But that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about three phrasal verbs that you should use on speaking, okay? So let's answer the phrasal verb from the student's question. Now, what did the student ask about?
Okay, so yeah, this is one of our three keys students, and she said, I'm not really sure which preposition is correct to use in the sentence below. She stayed by her own or she stayed on her own. Can you please explain the difference between the two? And I was able to answer her right away. She got the answer because she's in our exclusive Facebook group, and let her know that we don't say she stayed by her own. We do say she stayed on her own or she stayed by herself. So guys, this is such a good point. If you're not aware that we have this Facebook group, it's the best place you can ask questions about the IELTS exam because you know you're getting answers from examiners, someone trained by an IELTS examiner. You know you're getting accurate information. So if you haven't yet, if you're not in our three keys system, sign up, guys, allearsenglish.com/keys. You get immediate access to this Facebook group. It's so supportive and great.
Yes, awesome. So, okay, going back to the student's question, we can't say by her own, right? She's kind of confusing two things we do say. So we say by herself, by oneself, by myself, which means alone. Or you can say stay on her own. That would mean the same thing. But we can't confuse those prepositions by and on. They have to be appropriate for the phrase, right? So by oneself, on one's own. Those are correct.
Gosh. And I could definitely see these coming up in part one answers. If you're asked about a trip you took or hanging out with friends or something, if you'd say, you know, I would rather stay by myself or stay on my own on a Friday night, you know, kick back, watch a movie, eat some popcorn rather than go out with a big group of friends.
I love popcorn. That just hearing the word makes me want the salty, buttery goodness that is popcorn. yeah, guys, we know what a nightmare prepositions are. And we do get asked by students all the time, like, how can I memorize phrasal verbs? How can I get, you know, all these great vocabulary phrases to raise my speaking score? Guys, you can't memorize entire lists of phrasal verbs. Like, what you are doing right now, guys, this is better for your vocabulary score than spending an hour researching, finding a list, memorizing it. That's not going to help you at all. Our brain is very limited. So learn just one of these phrases today or all three of these phrases today. But that is the limit, right, of what you can learn and use and remember. So learn one to three of these very well. Practice using them, guys. Leave a comment on one of our social media posts. I don't even care if it's about that post. Just practice this vocabulary. So, on one's own or by oneself. Okay, now the next phrase I mentioned earlier, to take on. This is, I would say this counts as a more formal phrasal verb because this we don't use it very often. What do you think?
Yeah, for a task two, I liked what you said. You'd say, I assumed responsibility, but this would definitely work anywhere on the speaking exam, right? If you're asked about work, you know, how you've been able to build skills at work, for example, you could say, I'm always taking on extra tasks if I know that it's going to give me some experience in a certain skill.
Yes, awesome. So this phrasal verb is so useful for work, right? Like Aubrey just gave the example for parenting, education. I don't know.
Oh, and guys, if you're going to talk about stress, right? If you're asked, oh, you know, do you experience stress a lot? You say, yeah, I always take on too many tasks. I stretch myself too thin and then I'm in trouble and I get really stressed out.
Ooh, I love that idiom. Stretch myself too thin. That's so great. So that's the same as just taking on too many responsibilities, right? And then the consequence is burnout. Yes, and burnout. All you can do is sleep for 2 days
or however
you deal with burnout.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, so the last phrase, guys, this is a little more British in origin, but I do hear Americans using it as well. To get on with somebody is the same as to get along with somebody. It just means that, you know, your personalities complement each other and you enjoy talking to them, right? You can talk to them easily and you think they're nice.
Exactly. You'd say, yeah, we get on really well. So both, yes. Totally interchangeably, like you said, to say we get along really well or we get on really well. But this would be really fun in a part one question if you're asked to, or part two, to describe a friend. You could say, I'm so excited to tell you about my friend Margie. We get on so well. We have a ton in common.
Yeah. And even like, if you are giving the part two and you go back to the beginning, talk about how you met, right?
Oh, yeah.
Put it in the past tense, right? You could say, just immediately, we got on like fire, whatever.
Yes.
Throw another simile in there. We got on like fire. We got on like firecrackers. Could you say that?
Got on like firecrackers.
I think that's acceptable. I would totally say that. Oh, fun. Okay. So guys, definitely write down the three phrasal verbs you learned today. Practice them. Make your own sentences with these words. Use them out loud. Here's one more place you could practice. Come to the All Ears English Facebook group, guys. We would love to build more community conversation in there. So if you're not a 3Key student, go ahead, pop your example sentences in the All Ears English Facebook group. We also have a variety of conversations going on in there. And guys, if you are ready to take on the IELTS preparation like a champ, if you are really committed to getting that IELTS score, you don't want to take the exam 10 times. You want the next time to be the last time, even if it's the first time. Get into 3Keys, guys, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. The computer course, the paper course, academic, general, it's all there. allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
I feel like that should be our new tagline. You want next time to be the last time, even if it's the first time.
That was really good. It was fun to say, right? I admit.
It's so accurate, right? Let the first time be the last time.
I love it. So great. Okay, new motto. We nailed it.
Right.
All right, Aubrey, enjoy the rest of your week. Thanks
you
for chatting.
Too. All right, see you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.